In 1904, Beck walked out of his house and was again accosted by a woman who claimed he had stolen her jewelry. Was Beck accosted by a thief who wanted to steal his jewelry? No, Beck wasn't accosted by a thief who wanted to steal his jewelry. He was accosted by a woman who claimed he had stolen her jewelry. Beck surely must have felt a sense of déjà vu when he was again arrested. Did Beck feel a sense of déjà vu? Yes, Beck surely felt a sense of déjà vu. Have you ever had déjà vu? Again, he protested to the court that he was innocent. Who protested to the court? Beck protested to the court. He said, "Before God, my Maker, I am absolutely innocent of every charge brought against me. I have not spoken to or seen any of these women." Did he say he knew these women? No, he didn't say he knew these women. He said, "I have not spoken to or seen any of these women." But his protests fell on deaf ears. Did they believe him? No, the jury didn't believe him. His protest fell on deaf ears. The jury convicted him of multiple crimes. Did the jury convict him? Yes, the jury convicted him of multiple crimes. Despite the jury being convinced, the judge thought something was off and decided to postpone sentencing. Did the jury think something was off? No, the jury didn't think something was off. The judge thought something was off. What did the judge decide to do? The judge decided to postpone sentencing. Within 10 days, Wilhelm Meyer was arrested for yet another scam. What happened within 10 days? Within 10 days, Wilhelm Meyer was arrested for yet another scam. A police officer who knew of Beck's case put two and two together and realized that Meyer was the real criminal. Did Meyer put two and two together? No, Meyer didn't put two and two together. A police officer who knew of Beck's case put two and two together. Did he realize that Meyer was a real gentleman? No, he didn't realize that Meyer was a real gentleman. He realized that Meyer was the real criminal. The jig was up. Beck's accusers identified Meyer as Lord Willoughby, and Beck was released. Was the jig up? Yes, the jig was up. Who identified Meyer as Lord Willoughby? Beck's accusers identified Meyer as Lord Willoughby. What happened to Beck? Beck was released. Beck received a full pardon from the king and was given £5,000, about £300,000 today, in recognition of his suffering. Who gave Beck a full pardon? The king gave Beck a full pardon. What else did Beck receive? Beck received £5,000. How much is £5,000 today? £5,000 is about £300,000 today. In 1984, Patricia Noonan was also involved in a case of mistaken identity. Who was involved in a case of mistaken identity? Patricia Noonan was involved in a case of mistaken identity. When did this happen? This happened in 1984. She was riding in a car with her friend, Sean Lake, and both of their fathers when a tragic accident happened. Who else was in the car? Her friend, Sean Lake, and both of their fathers were in the car. Did a tragic accident happen? Yes, a tragic accident happened. The car hit a school bus carrying a high school basketball team. Did the car hit a school bus? Yes, the car hit a school bus. What was the school bus carrying? The school bus was carrying a high school basketball team. Sean and both their fathers died in the crash, and Patricia was severely hurt. Was Patricia's father severely hurt? No, Patricia's father wasn't severely hurt. Patricia's father died. Who else died? Sean Lake and her father also died. What happened to Patricia? Patricia was severely hurt. She woke up from a coma to find out that the hospital and their families thought she had died. Was she in a coma? Yes, she was in a coma. Who was in a coma? Patricia was in a coma. What did she find out when she woke up from the coma? She woke up from the coma to find out that the hospital and their families thought she had died. Both Sean and Patricia were similar heights and their faces were badly injured in the accident. Were Sean and Patricia sisters? No, Sean and Patricia weren't sisters, but they were similar heights. Were their faces similar? No, their faces weren't similar, but they were badly injured in the accident. While Patricia was in a coma, her family thought she was dead and buried Sean. Did Patricia's family think she was dead? Yes, Patricia's family thought she was dead. Who did Patricia's family bury? Patricia's family buried Sean.